Welcome to Everdeen! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's Canadian. Say she's a beard of wonder. What?
Good day, Tony.
Bruce.
What's going on?
Don't cut me off, motherfucker.
Dude.
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude?
Chair's really coming in nicely. It's growing in very nice.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, love it.
Yep. That was an intense sit down, just buzzer to the side. You're like, all right, I guess we're doing it.
Otter, how
Did
are we?
Did anyone ever tell you what? You kind of look like Schultz Report, Bruce? You guys could be brothers.
I was him for Halloween.
That is, yes, he was.
Yeah.
You might be like middle latte.
I don't know about that. Not all of us can be that lucky, Gump.
He's the Bente.
Otter, how are we?
I am doing all right, Tony. I walked in here not feeling the best about myself, not feeling the best about my performance yesterday. I went 2-5 on picks I gave out on this show. But you know what? It doesn't seem like anybody else really had a great day.
Tough day. I mean, there was some things that happened. It was just tough there.
If you could call what happened yesterday in the NFL, if you gambled that very well, good for you. I don't know. I don't know what else to say about this fucking season right now.
Hey, thanks, Mitt. Well said.
That was well said. You know, that's a good thing. Doing stuff like that is better than, you know, like when you say one team's going to win and then you take a stand on the internet about something else. Like, at least, you know, that was nice, Mitt. Good job.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Who are you referring to?
What's that?
Who are you referring to?
What's that?
What's that? What's
Who
that?
Are you What'd referring you to? Oh,
what's that?
What was Nothing. That?
Put a name on the man.
Nothing. It's a tough weekend over here, boys. Tough weekend.
It was, yeah. It was a tough weekend. Tough weekend. What is it? Let's just roll through the weekend. Here we go. England.
Sad.
So here... Oh, jeez. Let's go to
who else memory was, lane. Who was Saturday morning?
Morocco.
Portugal, Morocco.
Okay, so Morocco's won some money for Brucey Bruce this year.
Yeah,
for sure.
I actually backed off because, Gump, you sent into the group that two of their best players were injured. So I did not get it on Morocco, but good on them. What a run.
They're so banged up going into the semis, too. Like, I think that's what makes the England loss even worse.
Yeah.
I think if England went out and got outplayed by France, I would have been all right. But I honestly think we were the better team on the day.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, I mean, it was back and forth. I talked to you about it. I thought France early and then England for the good middle portion. And then obviously France late. Actually England late. Yeah, I mean, it was a good game.
I mean, the boys played well. Like, I don't think they could have played any better.
Also, that was potentially the dumbest foul I've ever seen.
I mean, the foul on France's first goal down at the other end was horseshit too. Like, that was a foul.
But the fact that the French defender,
that guy is awful, dude. Saka was fucking lighting
him
up.
He just figured, hey, I'm going to put a shoulder into this guy as hard as I can. They're not going to call it.
Yeah, and then Rabiot came out or whatever, Rabiot, however you say it. He's like, yeah, it wasn't a foul. I was like, dude, that was defensive pass interference.
Yeah.
1,000%.
That was fucking DPI, dog.
So you
could be pissed off. See, this is the thing. Everyone's like, oh, Southgate. This isn't on the coach, man. Like, England just finds a way to lose.
Yeah.
Like, also, there's nothing.
Also, a lot of people are putting it on Ari. Yeah, he did miss that, but I mean, Ari's fucking carried that squad for a long time.
That whole setup, just that being Tottenham's goalie, was such a mind fuck. And then you saw right before they went like close up on him, he took that big gulp, and I thought to myself, yep. I was like, I think we're fucking cooked here. I saw how deep that gulp was. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, he didn't pack a second sandwich in his lunch pail. That
it's day. Always no. Like, this is the kicker with England. It will always be the most heartbreaking yep. fashion.
It will always
it
be.
It never fails. Like, it would like I said, if we came out and France fucking buried us and we lost 3-0 and we played like shit, I would take it easier. But we were the better team on the day, and to lose like that, I mean, it's par for the course.
I also don't know how majority of footy fans feel. I fucking love Drew.
Yeah, he's a big player in big time moments. I don't know what more you can ask.
I thought he lost his ACL on one of those. Yeah, going out of bounds. Yeah,
he snapped in half. All right, obviously Bruce is plus 205 tomorrow on Croatia. Anything or both teams to score?
Yeah, both teams to score is definitely in play. And then, I want Argentina and Messi to win it now, just because I'd like to see Messi get one. I don't know who else to root for, but I do like you can go 90 minute line. Double chance on Croatia is minus 115. So all Croatia has to do is get to extra time, and you got a winner there.
Okay,
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah, they've been the penalties, I think, all games except for the loss to France. France just feels inevitable. It's a crazy aura.
They're not, Bruce.
It's
Bruce,
a crazy aura.
They're not, dude. They're not.
Is Morocco going to get them?
Probably. They're not. France has so many injuries, right? Like, their bench is not deep. Like, England fucking has.
No, dude. Like, they are missing. They put out a graphic
missing of all the dudes they're missing. Starters, yes. More or less.
Correct.
Sick.
So before we get off a World Cup, Tony, is my golden boot ticket with Messi just absolutely fucked now that Mbappe absolutely did what he did? Not.
No, you're good.
No, Messi, chance. You never know. Messi could fucking pot a hat.
Okay, let's go. Let's go, Messi.
It's going to be a crazy chess match because obviously Luka Modric is, very good at controlling the midfield. And Argentina, I was reading an Athletic article, they're always moving their shit around, and you never know where Messi is, so it'll be a cool chess match.
Those two playing at Real and Barca for all those years today. They know each other quite well.
Oh, yeah.
Move along. Congrats to Army.
What a game. Beat the over. Fucking over.
That fucking overtime. That was the first fucking pass completed by Navy.
What ruins unders? Defensive touchdowns, and they got, obviously Army got the block punt that they also scored a touchdown on by an inch.
That was bullshit.
That was basically the cover. Yeah. That was, even though it did go to overtime or whatever, that was the cover. That was the over. Fucking that game's awesome. It's always awesome.
Army had that one called back too that I thought was gonna gonna really take the wind out.
I am shocked they fired fucking Coach Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know, 14 years, like he's been very good at Navy. Bull news, Grayson McCall, quarterback Coastal. I don't even know if he was playing either way because he was injured going into their last game of the year. He is transferring, so I assume he's not going to play at Coastal. And then obviously T's and P's to Mike Leach. I haven't even looked to see if that's done anything to the line because that feels dirty. But T's and P's to Mike
Leach. Yeah, I really hope he's all right, man.
Yeah.
The news is not getting any better.
No, it's not. Anything else? Was there any other news on transfer, anything like that over the weekend?
There's a rumor.
Yeah, I saw your little fucking birdie.
Some guy, shout out to this guy, sent me a DM. His name's Kale. Said BYU QB probably declares for the draft today. Backup has already transferred. Hop on SMU before it goes to 7+.
Okay, they're plus 4.5.
I'm taking that as Bible.
BYU's plus 4.5. There was already some talk that he might not play because he got injured in the last game too.
Gotcha. This is almost certain to lose. So let's actually flip this and lock in BYU.
This is almost plus 4. I have never won a bet trusting a random DM.
We will do more. We'll probably dial in. Maybe we'll split in half because there's so many bulls Wednesday and Thursday because bull season kicks off Friday.
Bull season, Bruce, around the corner.
Bahama Bulls on Friday.
Yep, sure is.
There we go.
Okay, let's jump into the NFL weekend and what that was and how that all went down. We'll start at Akershire. Ravens win and cover.
Fuck, I mean,
you guys guys didn't say something stupid, I guess, but Mitch was in the red zone three times and threw three picks.
Yeah.
And they had a fucking field goal blocked.
Yeah.
You don't turn the ball over, you fucking win that game. Like, come on, Mitch. I tweeted it out. I thought I almost tweeted out the fucking Mason fucking helmet picture. I thought it was time, dude.
Well, he wasn't dressed.
I know, but like, if Pickett's out next week, is that not a thought?
There has been, trust me, there has, between the local Steelers media, there's been quite a few polls that I've seen today on Twitter accounts, and 70% of the fans are voting, let's see Mason next week.
Right?
Why not?
But I think Kenny can be all right. I think. He wasn't knocked out.
That's two, though, right?
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is
two. I'm worried about Russ in the head injury department. That well,
I,
one
I'm not worried about.
Sec, like,
it did. Really I was, bad. I'm not worried about him.
Fucking, thank you, CBS, for the zoom in, though.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I'm worried about Team 3 saying, hey, you're not. Russ, don't ever run again.
Well, they already did that, probably.
Yeah, yeah, but then he was running that game.
He was playing well
before
that.
Russ, don't ever run again. Also, Dobbins came back, had that one big run. They dominated the ground game pretty much the whole game. Jets at Bills.
What is that? Kenyon Drake being a saving my fantasy team says died. He was a good run for him.
Jets at Bills. Bills win. Jets cover because the spread was 10. Mike White almost dies twice.
Hero.
I got a win there yesterday. Fucking that was the under. Okay.
All right.
First game was 2017. This one was 20-12. Under all the way. Browns and Bengals. Just happened to see. This is the funnest bet on FanDuel. It's either every team
that
has.
That the only team that didn't hit, Tony? The
Browns.
Browns.
Browns were the only team that didn't have a rushing touchdown in the 1 o'clock games. Plus 17,000 is what you get on these fucking.
Yeah. You should be able to sue.
Incredible.
What's his name? Whoever's coaching over there.
Well, Njoku dove for the touchdown, barely got in. He's out of the one there. I assume they rush it in there. Yeah, that would have been a $17,000 win. But Browns are the only team that didn't have a rushing touchdown. They stink. Their offense has been just god awful the last two games. God awful.
Sean threw a pick.
What do they have? Two touchdowns? Touchdown in two games on offense?
Starting to feel like the Bengals are going to go back to the dance.
Okay, you can get them plus 110 right now to win the division. Ravens are minus 135. They have the same record. They still have to play each other.
It's just a big question mark around
the line. How are the fucking Ravens 9-4, dude?
I don't know.
Every week it feels like they are in a dogfight and it looks like
technically
shit.
I think they could be undefeated too because, well, not they've I have every single one of their losses have they blown like a fucking 10-point lead.
They had us. They had the Bills. I don't know.
Jaguars.
Oh, they lost to the Jet. They had the Jet. Jesus.
Wow.
They haven't covered 6.5 one time.
But they won
no, they all of those games.
I don't think they've covered 2 points, Bruce.
Cowboys over the Texans. Anytime that big of a spread, take the dog in the NFL.
I was really hoping for the outright just so the Giants were not the least, most embarrassing NFC East team. But yeah, Dak survived.
Hey, we're tough fucking Sunday for the lads here. Just a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Hey, The Giants, that was just like, all right, we have no chance.
We'll just talk about that.
Like wait until
Eagles won and covered.
Yeah, I'd say they did.
Dude.
Eagles won and covered pretty easily.
Yeah, it's like, we were 6-1. What the hell happened? But we
there was always the regression. The regression of the mean was always coming.
You never expected to be sitting here 10-2.
The over-under was 6.
Still a good season, Bruce.
Yeah, it was a fun ride.
Are they over their window?
That's the best when people tell you keep your head up.
We had some sort of handshake wager.
Keep your head up. Fucking England will be back in the World Cup in 4 years.
Hey, Lions are hot, and let's remember, if the Minnesota Vikings are in a game, you're like, well, they shouldn't be dogs. Guess what? They should be dogs.
They're laying an egg every time.
So,
their defense stinks.
So now the Lions have switched to being 1-point favorites at the Jets this weekend, Tony.
Wow.
Lions are averaging 32 points at home, 18 points on the road.
Jets have a really good defense, too.
Yes, sure, but who knows who's playing? The fact that Zach Wilson is not even in the conversation to play is
I don't something. Know what's going on there. Jags went down early and then just fucking steamrolled the rest of the way.
Tannehill's done.
They don't have any weapons. I kind of like that. I mean, I've said this all year. I kind of like Jags.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Tanny for fucking ripping off two franchises. Seriously. He got a bag from two teams.
The fact that the Chiefs were up 27-0 and didn't cover the 9.5.
Brutal. I was shocked.
Go ahead.
The under 44 did not hit in that one.
No. If you would have told me, hey, Chiefs score 34, they're going to cover the 9.5, I would have signed up 100 out of 100
times out of 100. I was shopping for my fucking white elephant present. It was 27-0. And then, boom, next thing you know, we're not covering. Who's paying for dinner? Not me.
Not me. Not I. Niners blow out the Bucks. Absolutely, just fucking demand. We've talked about it on this show that the Bucks are frauds. I had the under on that game. The Niners almost covered the under on their own.
That Niners defense is incredible, dude. As long as they stay healthy, I mean, I still think, and I'm sure, whatever. Eagles are a great team. I still think Eagles Niners. I think. Niners get the Eagles.
Okay.
I firmly believe that, even with Purdy, who looked very good.
Purdy, like, I almost want him to lay an egg sooner rather than later at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to get it out of the way.
Is there a chance?
Thursday night at Seattle, they're 3.5-point favorites.
Is there a chance Carolina Panthers win the...
They might. Shout out Wilkes, man. What a job.
Seriously. Yeah, why'd you guys get rid of him?
Seahawks were in the boost. They have no respect for turf. They just let the Panthers run down their throat.
Steelers in Carolina this Sunday, Tony.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, Carolina, that's a winnable game for them. They have the Lions. Who knows? Like, you never know. And then they have the Bucs and Saints. I might put a future ticket on the
Why is fucking Andy Dalton still starting for an NFL football team?
It drives me.
Can somebody tell me?
I saw that fucking tweet coming and I got irrationally mad.
Me too.
Fucking Jameis. Fuck!
What is going on? There has to be someone else to trot out there, even if you don't want Jameis.
Fire Dennis Allen.
So like a
Sean Payton. What if Sean Payton goes back to the Saints with Brady?
Ooh. Just go right over.
I think Brady should probably just hang him up. Okay, let's not do any more.
Let's not do any more hurt
to your reputation.
Dude.
Okay,
he's not going to. You know he's going to play next year, Tony.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't feel like he's a big Saints guy.
No,
it's probably on the list with like the Jets of like teams that Tom Brady just does not like.
Because they have given him fits. And then last night, Finn's laid an egg.
Yeah,
they didn't run the ball. Like what?
Not at all.
What? Once the fuck well, they is they Chargers started team? To, and then Wilson got hurt.
But still, I mean, Herbert still got Mosty.
Wasn't doing much when they gave him the ball. Herbert looked unreal.
How does Derwin James? Yeah, they go looked out. And then they got the Legion of Boom back there in the secondary.
The Dolphins' offense just looks good. So out of sync, dude.
They do.
Like every throw that's missed, that was fucking. Every time, dart. Even that deep ball when Tyreek was like lost. Like I don't.
I think the windows. Like,
I'm not. I'm.
The windows are a little tighter.
It's just ugly right now. I don't know what's happened. I understand the Niners, so maybe the Niners figured out the offense. But you'd think, I don't know. And now we're going into fucking Buffalo on Saturday night in the snow. Like, here we go, boys. So
did they
had, strap in, lad.
They had space heaters on the sideline last night.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, we did.
What?
Yeah.
In L.A.?
Yeah, 55.
We like it hot 55 as shit, degrees.
Shut the fuck up.
Have fun in Buffalo.
Have you seen the shirts? We love the heat.
I didn't know
we're
that.
We're embracing.
Get
Miami
him a table for two by the heaters.
Classic Longhorn.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Speaking of, it's Goffey's outside in New York. That could be a little chilly for Goffey, too.
Yeah. No, I mean, shit. We'll see.
But
Commanders.
Yeah, I fear Dolphins should be getting like 14 points on Saturday night. We're hitting a point now, so that was the game you had to have. Now, if you lose to the Bills, you're 8-6. Chargers should win out, looking at their schedule. So the Dolphins are going to have to beat the Packers at home, at Patriots, and home to the Jets to finish it. You're going to have to win two of those three to get in. Have to.
Yeah. I'd like to highlight two lines real quick, just looking at next week. And they are Ravens or dogs at the Browns. Now, obviously, that's probably the quarterback situation. And Vikings are... I know what just happened to the Vikings, but that's, I feel like that's a little short against a Colts team that I guess they might be able to score against the Vikings, though. Four?
Patriots getting 1.5 against the Raiders is interesting.
That's a good, that's a good segue into tonight.
That's crazy.
D-Butt's got a same game parlay for tonight. Hopkins 70+, Mack 200+, Murray 225+, Stevenson 60 rushing yards. Stevenson anytime touch. That's a lot of things. That's a lot of offense for tonight.
And the passing yards, they feel like a easy stack, but then it's always a grind somehow.
But the pass, the pass defense, five star tonight for me.
Go ahead.
New England Patriots.
Whoa.
Statistically, I don't think either defense definitely has an advantage over the Cardinals. What's the Cardinals' home losing streak?
It's a lot of games. Like 18? Maybe. No, it can't be. Oh. It's like 9.
Oh, no. They snapped their home losing streak.
Was it like a 9-game losing streak?
8.
8.
But then they've lost a couple since then. Also, I don't know if you heard the little shot at the Patriots coaching staff that was taken. Vance Joseph said, the Patriots offense, it kind of looks like a defensive guy is calling it. And then he fucking laughed. Bill heard that. Okay. Bill heard that.
Yeah. Watch this cornerback screen.
You give.
Is that what he's going to do?
You go.
It's true. They do look like an offense.
True, yeah. I agree. Coached
by a defensive coordinator.
I agree. But Bill and Mac versus Kyler and Cliff, give me the fucking Patriots tonight.
Feels like we do this every primetime game. And then the complete opposite happens. Give me the Cardinals and the points at home.
At least tonight, you love Cardinals. At least tonight, the money's 50-50. It's not like I'm going on 80% on the favorite, which I'm never doing again, ever.
I don't know. I just feel like every time we sit down and talk about this, we do this every primetime game, and it's just...
I know.
I don't know. I feel like this is a game for Kyler. Like, you saw what Justin Fields did to this Patriots defense. Kyler can move.
I agree. Like, I hear you.
I feel like the Patriots. Patriots might win by one. Maybe they win by two. But I think the Cardinals show up tonight. I don't know why. I don't know why I have this blind faith in this team. But I like him as a dog at home.
Backroom boys.
I have absolutely no faith in either of these teams and no faith in myself right now. So I am betting the under of 44 total points. And we're just going to hold on for dear life, and that's it. That's just what we're doing.
I thought about taking Pats in the under, but I just thought I'd go with the Pats. I might just bet all unders for the rest of the year.
Dude, same. And I'm an overs guy. This stinks, man.
I'm on the Cardinals with you, Gumpy. Scoot over. I'm getting in. I just like him to keep it close, like you said, Gump. Also, how about Hollywood Brown anytime touchdown?
Ooh,
plus
Hollywood.
+250. You know, Bill will have him keyed on Hopkins. So, how about Hollywood Brown to get in there?
T.Y. Hilton about to put the Cowboys on his back.
I mean, that would be fucking awesome.
I hope anything but OBJ in a Cowboys uniform.
He is on
OBJ. There is no way that OBJ comes now.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, T.Y. just.
I don't think that makes a difference for the team, really. But
fuck that. Deep threat. You know what?
I can get you. What? You know what I think? When, like, and 6 years ago? This has just not been talked.
They needed him for the Texans game. He kills them.
You know where OBJ is going to go?
Giants?
Chiefs.
No.
Hasn't even visited there.
Does not matter. They don't care either. They're the one team who will say, fuck it, you're ready, fucking week one of the playoffs, we're fine. We don't need to see it. Like, I honestly think all this shit that's been talked, why wouldn't you go to the Chiefs and then figure out a deal in the offseason? I honestly think that is very on the table.
Does he bring something that they, like, don't have right now still from, like, that sort of... Or is it going to be like MVS, Juju, and OBJ, and you can barely even tell which one's which because they're all kind of doing
the same thing? Yeah, they got MVS, they got Juju, they got your guy.
Kadarius Toney.
They got Sky Moore.
To me, they really don't have
a true backup. We did this last year when he signed with the Rams too, though, right?
Yeah, like, but he was also, he was coming in replacing Allen Robinson, like.
No, he wasn't.
I mean, not Allen Robinson. Bobby Trees. And, like, and actually coming in, replacing a true X position. I don't really think the Chiefs have that. Like, they have Juju to come underneath. They have Kelsey to be their point guy. They have a bunch of fast guys that can just go deep, it seems
Bobby
like.
Bobby Trees playing for the Titans right now, or?
He's barely played this year.
I haven't seen anything about him doing anything. I mean,
let's just not act like OBJ isn't going to help the Chiefs.
No, he will. You're right.
Yeah, like OBJ, plug and place OBJ into any offense right now. I think he is a number one X receiver. Put him on just one fucking side. Let him just do his little one-on-ones, double moves. He's going to get a couple touchdowns. He's going to help your team.
There's no Danny Boy Hustle Hard in Kansas City, sure, though.
Yeah, you know, look, Bruce, he can like, sign
we're skipping the over the meat and potatoes.
I just don't think he's going to get, like, who's going to give him, like, a two-year deal right
Giants.
Now?
Giants give you a three-year deal. Once a Giant, always a Giant.
Not true. I just saw a tweet, worst record when allowing more than 16 points in 2022. Bucks are 0-6. Texans are 0-10-1, and the Bears are 1-9.
Gotcha.
Jeez.
That's tough for the Bucks, man.
Yeah, it is.
You know what sucks is the Dolphins' defense like actually played well last night, too. Yeah. That's the best they've looked.
Yeah, I mean,
especially on the road. I didn't know that road home statistic where they're like 10 points better at home.
Yeah, yeah, they got the best home field.
Jalen Phillips is a fucking dog.
Dude, that fucking roughing the passer penalty, dude. We got to get that shit out of the game. What the hell? I'm dumbfounded, you would think
after Mike White's body escaped, they wouldn't call any roughing the passers yesterday.
Seriously.
Like, if that's not roughing the passer, there shouldn't be any.
Well, Roquan took Kenny's head and fucking slammed it on the ground.
That was bad, too. Like, the way he spun him, that gets called every time.
So, is it, we're only calling roughing the passers if it's, like, obviously going to affect the outcome of the game?
I don't know.
That's
the issue, is nobody fucking knows.
CBB.
Either.
CBB tonight? CBB tonight?
One second.
I think we're missing a coach. I think a coach is that was playing.
They're playing. They're playing tonight.
Is there an angle on that?
I think they might.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I got nothing to do with that.
What do you got? I think we have one in common tonight, Gump. I'm hoping we do at least.
The Dukes have lost two in a row, so tread lightly on the Dukes.
Fordham Rams are a problem.
I like Oral Roberts at home against Liberty.
Okay.
Money line. I also like Northern Iowa money line at home against USF. I like Arizona State getting 3.5 at Creighton.
Okay.
And then you give me the San Francisco Dons getting 4.5 at home. I will take it every time.
Are you on the same side as him?
Yeah, you said it, man. First one off top.
You said it, man.
Oral Roberts, -150.
Hey, you said it, brother.
I mean, you said it, brother.
What happens when Oral Roberts comes for you, brother?
Oral Roberts, remember him? March Madness, ever heard of it?
What? Bob Robb, yeah.
Ever heard of it? Undefeated at home, ever heard of it?
Yeah.
No, I love Oral Roberts. Almost a 5-star. It's a little early in CBB season for it to be a 5-star.
I gotta be honest. College basketball has been a fucking dog.
Yeah, Saturday it was like, what am I doing? I'm just making money disappear.
On Saturday, Bruce, there was two games that were literally the most absurd lines of all time. Kansas was -140 money line at Missouri.
Yep,
they won by 30.
I took Missouri.
Why?
Why did you go to Missouri?
Because the rules. The rules.
I got wrapped up in this home dog spin cycle that just churned me up and left me for dead. I was like, and oh, Indiana, Arizona. Indiana, home dog. They're in Las Vegas. They get
you took Indiana to do. It was in Vegas.
I know.
Bet of the year.
I'm at the bar. I see it come on the TV. They're showing the Las Vegas Strip, and I'm just like, oh my, I'm such an idiot,
dude. Arizona money line was the fucking bet of the year.
It's all right. Give me Oral Roberts tonight money line at home. I absolutely love Gumpy.
I also thought. I thought Auburn money line on Saturday was free money against Memphis.
Is Bruce still there?
Pearl?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
He's Bruce somewhere at least. Nice. And then I will take Rice plus 24.5. I think it's a lot to process on the same day game. Might be a different mood at the Moody Center tonight. But I do think there could be an angle here, a little redemption angle back onto Texas. We'll see how they play today. Okay.
I did just.
What do you? What
Spirit was
what?
Just released from, jail. So maybe he'll be there tonight.
Yeah,
I doubt it.
Sure, I'm sure he'll not, be.
Definitely not.
What the fuck happened with Gio Reyna? This is so odd.
Yeah. Apparently, he was told about his role and then threw.
How do you get told before you get to the fucking tournament?
Who knows? Dude, hey. The guy fucking Berhalter stinks.
Berhalter's like friends with Reyna's dad too. Like they're like. Family friends, like this is fucked up.
Yeah, we gotta fire his ass. Why
he's gone.
Sitting Gio Reyna down and being like, hey buddy, you're not gonna play.
Hey, I know you play for Borussia Dortmund, but I got this guy from Dallas that hasn't played in 2 months. He looks really good.
So dumb.
Like the fact that it was that dude and it wasn't Aronson or it wasn't fucking
dude, it was.
All right.
Like, there's just not that many good players.
Who's the other redhead dude that they have up top? I can't remember. Anyways, NBA.
What about the NBA? I got a few plays on the
hardwood. Fucking just tonight. Said it, Paul.
Yeah, hardwood's looking actually pretty good tonight. There's some games. I think there's about six or seven.
Shoehorn it in, man.
Shoehorn it in.
I picked three. We're going back to our beloved. This has actually been a pretty up and down last couple five games here for our Indiana Pacers. But we got Miami coming into Indiana. Indiana's getting the plus +3. Miami fully healthy. What'd you say?
And a half.
Oh, let's go. We're even getting another half point. Let's go. We're riding with it. Indiana, they're either very, very hot or they're very, very not. So nice. Let's go. And then we're going to go into Cleveland, going into Sacramento. Cleveland minus the 8.5. I just think Cleveland is one of the best teams in the league. And then talking about one of the best teams in the league, I am going to ride with Boston minus the 3.5. They're going into L.A. They're playing the Clippers. Boston is fucking so good. Let's fucking go.
Lad.
I'm with Mitt. I'll take the Pacers plus 3.5. I'm also laying 5.5 with the red hot Brooklyn Nets in Washington.
Ooh.
And I'm not going to lay the points, but I will take the Celtics on the money line at the Clippers. Look for a bounce back after Tatum can't figure out how to play against the Warriors.
Bruce, you got anything?
NBA team ride, little mini ATV team ride on the Boston Celtics. I love them on the money line. Not sure about your Pacers, Mitt, because they just lost to the Nets with absolutely nobody on the roster. They were so cold.
Yeah, hey, you're either hot or you're due, dude. You're either hot or you're due. And you know what? The game before, they put up like 100.
No. You don't get it, dude. They were so cold. Almost as cold as the studio is right now.
Welcome to Studio Nicky Skate.
Electric.
In case you guys couldn't figure out that was going on.
You were so close, Mitt.
Gumpy.
Yo.
Found Nick bought the most you necessary thing of all time.
What do you got?
Do you see it hanging off of the side of his computer, dude?
Oh, yeah. You got this
phone holster. Sweet.
No.
It's a magnetic phone holder, dude. Remember, you would just set your phone right here every single day. Boom.
I used to do that, too. It was taking up too much real estate on my screen. I
that thing's fucking that awesome.
That thing is so cool. That thing's fucking wicked, dude.
I'll get you one, pal.
Why don't you zoom in on that?
For little, for little Santa?
For little
Santa. I'll be back for next little Santa.
that would be... That'd be, you know what, I hope sooner, but hopefully.
Ideally sooner.
Yeah, I mean, they told me I'd be so back cool. this year, but I don't know if anybody's looked at the calendar. That's like 2 fucking weeks away, dude.
Best of luck, pal. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you. I need this.
Miss you,
miss you, Guppy. NHL 29.
Nice slate tonight, boys.
Not a bad slate tonight. We're on the ice.
Nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
Flames are setting the world on fire.
Actually, they just lost, too.
All right, Flames are at Canadians. Big road faves.
Yeah, not going to touch this one. Calgary just lost to the Blue Jackets and the Leafs over the weekend. Montreal obviously still trying to figure it out, but better than people expected this year. Just going to stay away from this one.
Okie dokie. Pal, any idea who the Rangers are playing?
The Devil! Oh!
Devils -114 at the Rags.
Yeah, Devils beat them earlier in the season. They've played only one so far, 5-3. Devils trying to avoid their first back-to-back loss here, potentially. Listen, they're 21-3-1 in their past 25. This is a good hockey team. Okay.
Is that good?
That's a good hockey team.
Good for the Devils?
The Rangers, however.
Turning it around.
Turn around a little bit. They won 3 in a row. No.
Turning it around.
However, they're at home. They're 5-10 at home at the Garden. Not great.
What the hell?
Give me the Devils on the road. I believe Shesterkin is in net for the Rags.
They got to get some wins.
Probably see Vitek Vanacek in net for the Devils. Give me the Devils.
Tell you what, if a fucking certain picking prophecy had any fucking cojones, he'd show up right now.
Well, we don't need that because there is a pick to be made, and that is the hottest team in the NHL, the Pittsburgh Penguins, at home. They've won 5 in a row. 10-1-1 in their last 12 as they take on the visiting Dallas Stars. I won't even call them
fucking Texas Otter
hockey.
Or Wigger?
Texas hockey.
Otter versus Jari.
Oh.
The big boys are playing tonight. This is a game. This is a matchup. This is a marquee matchup. Sidney Crosby leading the NHL in even strength points. On pace for 100 points. What a player. Stars just went 3-1-1 at home. Who cares?
Letang back.
5-game road trip starting in Pittsburgh. Letang is back. He played Saturday night.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is wild.
Quick turnaround.
You know, it's 1-5. Stars 1-2. This is a showdown.
Are you on the other side, lad? You on the other side?
Absolutely.
All right. Ducks are at the Sens.
No.
Who cares?
No.
Turn it off. Cancel the game.
Preds are at the Blues.
Guess who's in net for the Blues?
Greasy? Greasy? Grease.
Give me the Preds, brother.
The Preds, too. The Preds have lost 2 in a row, but this is just what they need to break out of it. Blues are just 2.
Grease.
How is Grease with 1-3 games? I haven't seen one win.
Grease.
You guys, the Coils. Way you treat Tommy Grice is despicable.
Last game of the night, Coils are at the Wild.
Yeah, give me the Coils. They just played on Friday, and the Oilers won that one 5-2. They're going again. Give me the Oilers as dogs.
Yeah, Oilers as a dog with Stewie Skin. Here we go.
Stew Skin.
Hell yeah, bro.
Stewie.
Thank you, Nick.
Good luck.
That might be the best NHL slate of all time.
It's pretty good. It's hard to beat. Like the Penguins.
Besides the Ducks. I mean, the Ducks and the Sens will probably be the only game on Sportsnet. But
No, you're getting Flames Canadiens for sure.
Definitely.
All right, we can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching. We love y'all. Love you.
Love you.
Sorry we had a bad week.
Sorry.
Listen.
Don't.
I can say I'm
not sorry.
Bruce, pal, Mitt. Time to put your fucking work boots on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bowl season, okay?
It's bowl season.
Fucking bowl season, baby.
Get a nice bowl of chili.
What were you gonna say, lad?
I had Titans money line in every parlay yesterday. everyone, every which way. That was like my favorite pick of the day.
They laid an egg.
What's wrong with them?
Back-to-back eggs.
Put that.
You know what? They'll cover. They'll cover in Los Angeles against the Chargers this week. Watch.
Put that in your bowl and smoke it.
But they lost. The thing that they lost with Henry fucking running is the issue. Like when Henry goes off, they win.
Well, he was running, then he wasn't.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk all about it tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Die.